At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong.
You load 16 tons.
What do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt.
St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company's store.
These were worth it, you know.
You gave them a fingerprint, Silver.
I got 9 more.
We should leave the case outside overnight, you know, so they get cold.
Yes.
It's been a while since I've heard you so enthusiastic about something.
I love Coke.
It's not Coke, though.
What do you mean?
It's orange soda.
Nobody calls it soda.
I do. That's what it's called.
I always called it pop.
Yeah.
You're all wrong.
Whatever, dude.
Whoa, check that thing out.
Where?
Dang. I almost miss it through the trees. It blends in with the mountains. It's this huge, slanted stack of metal boxes, punched with little dark windows. There's streaks of rust running down the side like it's bleeding orange. I wonder if it would suck me in if I got too close.
What is that?
Looks like a factory.
Probably an old mining operation.
Mining.
Yeah.
No wonder we dug up the folk.
It's so ugly and creepy.
And huge.
Oh, there were bigger buildings than this before things went south, Copper.
Maybe I'm glad I don't remember.
I'm gonna draw it.
Can I watch?
Of course, darling.
You guys ever think about what they took?
What do you mean?
In exchange for our memories?
I think forgetting was just a part of it all.
I don't. I think we traded them for something, and we just don't remember.
Maybe we traded them for staying alive?
And staying human.
Bad idea. Should've let them turn me into a frog.
Amber.
Sorry.
It's all right. Just make sure to talk like that.
Doesn't leave the car. I know. I was just kidding.
That looks really good, Silver.
Thank you.
You remember all those details from just one look?
Sticks in your brain, I guess.
Silver's right. I'm glad I'm not driving because I know I'd be tempted to stare at it. Through the trees, I can see piles of construction trash and chunks of abandoned buildings. The original must have been dropping pieces of itself through the woods. Did you guys hear that?
Look, still going.
The mining building?
See that square doorway over there, in that hill?
Yeah.
That's how you get in the mine.
Creepy.
What was that? You heard it that time, right?
It's probably fine.
No, it was making noise earlier. Glass, pull over. Pull over!
Yep.
Hell, no.
What's going on?
I don't know, Copper. I'm gonna have to get out and check.
You want backup?
No, I'll be fast. You guys didn't bury my toolkit again, did you?
Should be in the front of the trunk, above the tire.
Great. Where did you say it was?
Above the left tire.
Got it.
I'm gonna do a reading.
We're stopped awfully close to another part of that mining plant.
Copper, why don't we go set up a ward outside, just in case?
Okay. Shouldn't there be birds out by this time of year?
It's still cold. Maybe they're asleep.
I don't like it. It's creepy here. Oh!
Amber?
I've got it! I'll figure it out. Just give me a minute.
Did you check the sigils?
Yeah, I read the sigils, because that's a thing I've always been able to do.
Want me to look at them for you?
I'm just gonna fix it the normal way, Silver. I don't need your dumb magic.
Hey, you guys wanna hear the cards I drew?
I'd love to.
Okay, there's a door to a mine shaft, and then this is our car. This one's just black.
Does that mean something in the mine shaft could help us fix the car?
That's one interpretation.
I don't know. Going in there seems kind of precarious.
I'm rooting around in the guts of this car, and I can't find anything wrong, which is very cool. And it's cold, like Silver said. Makes working on the metal hurt my fingers.
Love this. Having a really great time with this wonderful car.
Everything all right, darling?
It's fine. I'll get it.
I have one packet of light spell left, if you want
to. Yeah, I could really use your magic light, Copper. I'm literally holding a flashlight. They're just being condescending.
Sorry.
Amber, chill.
Ask your new soulmate if I'll chill.
What kind of bug got up your ass?
Hey.
I don't have a bug up my ass. I just think it's funny how you're spending so much time focusing on them instead of us.
What are you talking about? I live with you.
Anyone want to take bets on how long that's going to last before you run off with the fair folk?
Hey, did I do something to you? Are you going to tell me what?
Hey! We have bigger things to focus on right now.
Sorry, Copper. I'm just stressed out.
Yeah. Sorry, Squeaker.
We could take a look at that mine shaft.
I don't want to go in there.
It's either that or wait and see if Amber can fix the car.
I can fix the dang car glass.
If we're going at all, we're going together. We can use Silver's protection sigil, and I have light spells and a fire spell just in case.
I'll get the marker.
If you guys would just give me more time, I can figure out what's wrong.
Look, we appreciate you looking into it, Amber, but I don't think we can spare any extra time.
All right, y'all. Give me your hands. Amber?
Don't wait up. I'll hang back and see if I can work this out.
It's all of us, or none of us.
Please come with us, Amber.
We're not gonna be gone that long.
Fine.
It's not like you're going to find anything in there.
There. Y'all ready to go?
Let's go.
It's dark inside, abandoned. I can't even see past a couple feet. We don't even know how far back it goes. And it smells. Not like gas. It smells like whatever died in there got taken out weeks ago, but the stink won't leave.
We should just live here.
Stay together, y'all.
Isn't that the point of your sigil?
My sigil keeps folks from separating us. It don't keep anybody from wandering off. So don't wander off.
I doubt anybody will be wandering off. Look, there's only one corridor.
There are two. We just passed another hallway branching off, spidering into the dark. I don't bother correcting them, though. Doesn't really matter.
Did you bring your cards?
Of course.
Of course.
Maybe take another reading?
I don't know if it's gonna give us something different.
Remind me what you got last time.
Car, mineshaft door, one that was just black.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, nothing but us.
Someone is calling you. Finally.
All right.
Hang back. Hang back.
It kind of smells in here.
Q,
Keep your eyes peeled for animals, too, y'all.
I stop. I listen for the sound again. And the others keep going. But I hang back. I'm just going to look. Only for a second. It should be darker. Shouldn't it be darker? I don't even have a flashlight. Why can I still see? It doesn't look like a mine anymore. There's no supports, no unlit lamps on the walls. The ground under my shoes feels slick all of a sudden. I think it's blood at first, but it's grease. Motor oil. It's empty. Feels like I belong here.
Whoa.
The walls are metal now. Smooth and rigid and all made out of sharp angles and pistons and sliding plates. It's cold, so I don't introduce myself, just to be safe. There's something inside the machinery. Something that gives off a cold, white light. It could fix the car, I think.
You again.
Ah! What are you doing here? I thought I left you behind.
Yeah.
Were you the one calling me in here?
No. Nothing's calling you.
But I heard—
You didn't hear anything.
Why are you here?
Why are you here?
Something is wrong with the car.
And you can't figure it out? Where's everybody else?
They went to look for something else.
It's happening again then, isn't it? Glass seemed really mad at us.
Yeah, well, I was being a shithead, so.
They have magic. You should just go back and wait for them to fix it. You're just going to bog them down like usual.
Why are you here?
What do you mean? Like in your head?
I saw you once at a rest stop. Now you're in an abandoned mine. Why? Those things aren't connected.
I don't know. Maybe I'm magic.
No, you're not. You're not useful. There isn't any reason for you to be here.
I'm looking out for you.
Yeah? How are you doing that?
I'm trying to keep you from doing anything stupid. Because you might do something stupid in here.
What kind of stupid thing would I do in here? There's a light in there. I think it could let me fix the car if I reached in for it.
You might do something you regret. To try and get magic to fix the car.
There's got to be something I can use.
There's something bright inside the machine.
I could fit my hand in there.
Your whole arm, even.
What is in there?
Magic, maybe. You could probably reach it.
Magic enough to fix the car?
Maybe.
Magic enough to help my friends?
It's possible.
Magic enough to keep them from leaving?
I'm here so you won't do anything stupid.
I'm not doing anything stupid. I reach in, almost all the way up to my shoulder. I can feel a faint vibration through the metal. I'm going to help them. I'll pay whatever I need to. I reach my fingers out as far as I can. I feel my fingers wrap around the light.
Didn't work.
Copper!
You knew you wouldn't get it, didn't you?
Glass!
You didn't do this for them. You did it so they would feel sorry for you.
No!
So they'd pity you too much to leave.
Leave me alone!
You're lost. You're never getting out of here, and they're never going to look for you.
Shut up!
They don't want you.
I don't care!
They're going to leave you again. Just like Mom.
I don't care! Ah!
Amber! What happened? Where were you?
Where'd they go?
Are you okay? We turned around and you were gone. We've been looking everywhere for you.
I'm sorry, Glass. I'm sorry.
Sorry for what?
Amber, your arm! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Never mind that. Let me see. Glass, move. I need to look at... Oh. Come on. Back toward the entrance.
What happened? Where did you go?
Come on. Almost there.
I can't feel my hand.
It don't look like a bad break. You're gonna be all right.
Amber, please tell us what happened.
Nothing happened. I got lost and I fell.
Put your other arm over my shoulders, darling. I could carry you better.
I didn't mean to.
Are they gonna be okay?
Deep breaths, Amber. Just keep walking.
Amber, you've gotta tell us what happened.
I already told you I fell.
I don't believe that for a second, darling.
Should we use the wound ritual for this?
I can stay with them, Silver. Go set up the medical stuff.
Good idea. Copper?
Yeah, I'll go get it.
I've got him.
Wait here. We'll come to you.
You've got to tell me the truth, Amber.
It doesn't matter. It didn't work anyway.
What didn't work anyway?
I was trying to help. I was trying to fix the car.
But you already tried fixing the car. Was that the engine?
Silver! It's working!
Amber, tell me you didn't...
Yeah, it did. We needed to fix it.
Was this the Winters? Did you ask a Winter for this?
It worked, didn't it?
Look at your arm! You could have died! We had it handled. We could have found something to fix it. You didn't need
yes,
to.
Yes, I did need to. All I can do is fix this stupid car. That's the only thing I bring to the table. It's all I've got. If I can't do that, I'll be dead weight. And you'll leave me, and you'll be right to leave me. You all have magic, your own magic, that you don't have to pay for. So you know you're not going to be left behind. But I have to fight for this. And if I can't do my one job without magic, I'll do it with whatever shreds of it I can get, and I'll break as many bones as I need to. I'm not getting left behind again.
Do you really think that low of us? You think we'd abandon you if you didn't fix the dumb car? We don't care about you being useful, Amber. We care about you.
You were different before you got magic. You used to like me more. Before Aster came along.
I'm sorry, Amber. A lot has been happening for me. Maybe I have been acting different. But I never meant to make you feel like you were being replaced. I'm sorry that I did.
Really?
I really care about you, okay? It doesn't matter to me if you're useful or not. That's not why I like being around you. I'd never leave you.
How am I supposed to be certain of that?
I don't think you can be.
What?
I don't think you can ever be completely certain that we'll be around forever. You can't read minds, right? You just have to take our word for it.
But that sucks.
Yeah, kinda does. I guess we've all got to choose between the pain of being alone and the pain of not being alone.
They're lying.
Did you hear something?
They'll get tired of you, eventually.
Nope. Didn't hear anything.
Huh.
Besides, even if there was something to hear, it probably wasn't saying anything important.
All right.
My arm hurts.
Silver and Copper are coming.
Stay right there, darling. We're bringing it to you.
I'm all right. I can make it to the car.
You're sure you can walk all that way?
That's my arm, not my leg, Copper.
Do you need help getting up?
Yeah.
Okay. Take my arm. Let's go.
How's the pain?
Starting to go numb. Probably a really great sign.
We'll hurry. We can get everything set up quickly with all three of us.
You're not mad at me?
No, Amber. I'm not mad at you.
I brought your water bottle.
Thanks, guys.
16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul.
Hymns for the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire, starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pau Punganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibenek as Amber, and Tabitha Bardal as Copper. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymn is 16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Thank you for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.